This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, our good friend Dr. Marlene Siegel is back. And for all our animal buddies out there that are listening to the show, because we know they're there, Dr. Siegel is here for you, too. So, hey, Dr. Marlene Siegel, how are you, my friend?
I am amazing.
You are a busy one.
We have gorgeous weather, nothing to complain about.
You mean it's not snowing in Tampa Bay area?
Oh, honey, it is in the 80s. It's gorgeous.
Right? No, we're still waiting to dig to the ground that we haven't seen in a while. So eventually we'll get there and start getting there. But I might have to visit just to get me some, I'm going to say it improperly, but get me some good tropical fruit that you're probably growing already.
Oh, I've already eaten star fruit and papaya, and we didn't get much blueberries this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I fertilized heavy enough. And bananas, oh, I've got 5 banana trees, papayas. They're all common.
Oh, right. Well, there we go. Hunger time on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll talk about food for pets in a moment as well, because you've got your new food that is really designed for the right, what we call species-appropriate diet, and I want to get into that with you. But first and foremost, there's an article here by another veterinarian. I want to get into it because there are a lot of fans of essential oils. We use them at home. But there are certain things that may be not so good for our animal friends, particularly in this case, they say cats. This Ohio veterinarian, here's the headline, warns essential oil diffusers can be toxic for cats. They just don't mix. Now, if you diffuse in a whole house, is it really that sensitive? Or you know, where is that line where we're concerned about, you know, have you seen cats poisoned by essential oils in your practice?
In my practice, we have never seen a cat poisoned by an essential oil.
Mm.
And I think what you have to do is use some common sense. If you trap an animal into a small room and you are diffusing heavy amounts of anything and they can't get away from that, then you're going to potentially create a problem. But when you're putting small amounts of oil and the animals have the ability to get away from it, there is rarely an issue. Now, some of the oils that are more potentially toxic to cats, and this is either topical or oral, is where most of the toxicities come from. And by far, tea tree oil is the one that is considered the most cautionary around kitty cats. But wintergreen, citrus oils in particular, it's about putting it on the cat that you have the most concern. Now, we use tea tree oil in part of our ear blend, and we do it all the time. And it's a very diluted amount, and we have never had a problem, and I've been doing it for 20 years.
Yeah, I think I want to put perspective on this, that, you know, if you have aromatherapy going on in your house, and it happens to be tea tree or one of the essential oils related to citrus, your cat's not going to drop dead. I mean, we clean the house with organic orange TKO, which is delimonene. Right? We're not feeding the cat delimonene, if that would be a problem. But again, the very fragrance in the house, we've not seen any untoward effects for our cats.
Yes, and I diffuse oils in my office every day.
Mm-hmm.
So our patients are coming in, and we have different blends. Oftentimes they are citrus blends, peppermint, we have lavender. So we try to give things going that are going to make the the whole atmosphere of the building comfortable. But it's in low concentrations. You can, it's a subtle smell in the background.
Right, right.
And the animals in a person's home would always, should always have the ability to leave the room.
Right.
And go away from it. Now, animals are pretty intuitively smart.
Yes.
They know how to go find the minerals that they're looking for. They know how to move away from their toxins. So if you can give them the space, just use some common sense. Don't be putting full-strength oils on directly, which, of course, most people should know that already if they're working in essential oils. I think part of the problem is coming from the fact that we have a couple of large MLM companies that are really promoting oils, and people have a tendency to say, oh, if it's good for people, it's good for pets. Well, cats are not small dogs. So we want to really understand what their chemistry is and what their tolerance levels is. And whatever you do for a cat, you want to make sure it's in diluted dosages, very small amounts, and watch the behavior of the cat. If they're starting to drool, or if they vomit, or they start having breathing problems, by all means, back off. It just, part of it is really common sense.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, listen, if I happen to use an essential oil close to full strength on myself, or it gets on my hand, it can be a fun thing to just kind of get close to the cat, and you'll watch. They will recoil immediately and move out. They're not stupid. They're like, nope, that's not for me. So I concur.
Yeah.
They're just not going to go.
Well. They literally will move away.
That smells wonderful. Let me eat it. Oh, and then die. They don't do that. So anyway, cats are smart. Dogs are smart too. Just don't give me any hate because you're a dog or a cat lover and not one or the other. Anyway, hey, I was having a little Twitter. I'm not going to say Twitter war. I think it was fairly polite with a British veterinary doctor because, you know, the whole controversy over vaccines is heating up. And whether you believe in vaccines or not out there, my main focal point is no mandates. If there's a risk of death or injury, you can't mandate that. That violates the Nuremberg Code, right? We're going back into some real strange and crazy Nazi concepts that they did in modern medicine that has manifested in 20th and 21st century allopathic medicine. So this veterinary doctor, you know, said to me, you know, are you discounting the value of vulnerable individual children, adults will be harmed by contracting infectious diseases? And then he goes on to say, immunization is a community-oriented public health measure. Its success relies on high coverage, also known as herd immunity. And I was like, you know what? I don't like the concept of turning people into moo cow cattle, but also herd immunity we know is not evidenced within artificial induction of antibodies via vaccination. It has only been validated in a naturally acquired infection and that burning out of that infection in a community. So they borrowed it, and I think they wrongly apply it in terms of what they call herd immunity.
Oh, 100%. I was with you at the conference, the Homo Prophylactic Conference.
Yes.
And I was listening to the lecture that the immunologist doctor was talking about when she showed that all these times where vaccines were introduced, they were introduced after natural immunity had already taken place.
Correct.
So a disease is introduced, and then you have this big spike of a lot of individuals getting sick, and then it reaches a maximum point, and then it starts to come down through natural immunity. And I saw where the vaccines, and these were documents from our own government. She didn't make these up. And it showed where the vaccines were introduced. It was already at the bottom where natural immunity had already started to take hold, and you weren't seeing the big spikes anymore anyway. But the vaccine companies come in and they take credit for that. That was insane to me. And I think we do the same thing in the animals as well.
Sure, and it's very tricky because then they can blow up like the segment of the chart, so to speak, that follows the decline in morbidity, mortality, all of that. And then they started at a point where when the vaccine was there, and they ignore everything that preceded it, so it makes it look like, oh, the vaccines did this. So it's a trick. It's really a trick of statistics and how they present it. Now, I responded to this veterinarian, and I said, expand your vision beyond hashtag Big Pharma. Alabama, and you'll see a whole new world of immune-enhancing opportunities for those who otherwise rely on others to get injected with immune-damaging vaccinations. There are better options, but as I said, not if you trust the FDA, because we know there are no true double-blind, inert, placebo-controlled studies showing safety or efficacy of any vaccine, including the veterinary one. So I think that I just encourage this veterinarian to kind of look outside of his training at that point.
Absolutely. You know, we talk about belief systems, and
yes.
I think this is something for everybody that's listening to just pause for a moment and ask yourself, why do I have that belief?
Yes.
Now, we know from Dr. Bruce Lipton's work that most of us entrained during the birth to 7 year age group, as we were watching our caregivers, our parents, our siblings, our neighbors, our family, we were recording the behavior of how these people dealt with stress, dealt with food, dealt with relationships, dealt with right and wrong and whatever. So we record all that information, and then as we become adults, when we go into that subconscious mind to get distracted, you start to go back to those recorded behaviors as the solution for whatever the experience that you're having.
Mm.
Well, when you stop and you think about it, you're literally behaving the way your caregivers or parents or siblings or teachers taught you to behave.
Yes.
But it may not be your behavior, your belief. So I would love for everybody to take a few moments to think about what are the things that you have really strong, passionate belief systems about, and then ask yourself, who around me taught me that? And
yes.
Then the most important part of the question is, does it still make sense?
Right.
You know, as
right.
a clinically, allopathically trained veterinarian,
mm-hmm.
I was taught how to feed an animal was to go to Science Diet or go to Hills or mm-hmm. Eukanuba, and that they were the masters of education. They had figured out the keys, and this kibble or canned diet was going to be perfect. And they have now come out with diets for every ailment you can imagine. Ironically, it's their food that created the ailment,
right,
but
right.
then they have another food to fix it. It's the pill for the ill classic story, and they're doing it in the food industry. And it takes veterinarians a while to finally pull out of the story
mm-hmm.
and go, wait a minute, is that really the best thing? Or could maybe nature have come up with a better model, and
yes.
maybe we should look at how nature does it.
Brilliant.
Right? And that's what I do. I always look at nature and I say, how does nature fix X through Z? And in nature, wild animals eat another animal. A carnivore eats another animal in the state that they killed it in.
Indeed, sure. Indeed. We're going to talk about species-appropriate diets. I want to continue on my discussion on Twitter with this veterinarian from Great Britain and continue to get Marlene Siegel's, Dr. Siegel's brilliant commentary on it. You can go to PascoVet.com and reach out. We'll tell you how to get her species-appropriate diet that she's developed as well. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up in the show notes. You just go to RobertScottBell.com, RobertScottBell.com. Back with more of Dr. Marlene Siegel here, Health Freedom, Healing Liberty, even for your pets, after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.99. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Talking with Dr. Marlene Siegel, who will also be appearing with me at the Total Health Conference 2019 in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. If they let me in, of course, Dr. Siegel, you know, renegade homeopaths sometimes don't get all the welcome mats rolled out for them. But hopefully we'll be there together. You know how it is. But anyway, no, the Canadians are very nice. It should be fine. But I want to follow up with you because, you know, you spoke exactly right from your heart and my heart in your response, because this is exactly how I responded to that veterinarian in England on Twitter. You know, when I said, open your eyes, open your mind. There's more to what you were trained, right, than what you were trained. And he said, sorry, Robert, my training in veterinary medicine means my background in immunology, microbiology and pharmacology informs my decisions. So I said, that's okay, but it's not your training that informs you. It's your choice that limits you. You have the option to explore extraordinary new worlds beyond it. And then I even tweeted you in there. I know, not that you check it every day. And I linked to your pascovet.com. And I said, the NHS might not approve, but you might. And then he went and saw your website. And then this is how he responded. And I wanted to give you an opportunity to respond to this. Thanks, but any vet that calls blood screening analysis regular care is over-servicing their clients. Adding thermography, bioenergetic scanning, and chiropractic adjustments to regular care is over-servicing and duping clients. And calling patients for Oh, calling patients fur children shudders. Of course, this sounds like an allopathic molecular reductionist, old school veterinarian that believes everything he was trained in his medical training.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Well, my clients, mm-hmm. the people that I work with, these animals are their children. They are their fur children.
Yes.
And I use that term with the utmost respect.
Mm-hmm.
So I would love to see how many cancers this guy's curing and
yes.
how many paralyzed animals that come to him being paralyzed for months on end if he gets walking again. I would love to hear that because we
exactly.
are getting ready to post another whole slew of series of cases where we have documentation,
yeah.
all that
yeah.
over thing that we did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's so interesting that he calls it over servicing.
Yeah, over servicing.
We call
points,
it
yeah.
good documentation.
Yeah.
So we have good measures to
validation,
follow.
Right?
Absolute validation. It's stuff you cannot make up. It's there or it's not there. And we use a combination of Eastern and Western tools to document and see our cases get better. Like we use radiographs. I wonder if he calls radiographs duping owners as well.
I know. You know what? I responded. And again, I'll give him props for politeness, although you might say it's rude, but, you know, that's just a British sensibility, I believe. And I said, her many pet patients, which I was talking about you, might take issue with your assessment, especially those who were previously, for instance, written off for dead by other vets who were limited, not freed by their allopathic training. And then I put hashtag choice. So, you know, you see this because many veterinarians are indeed referring to you because they're not capable or willing to go outside of their training, and they know you are doing things they are not trained to do, and they're actually happy about it. Not everybody is angry with you or this is you like this guy.
Right. No, absolutely. I actually have a lot of veterinarians who refer cases to me. One of our bone cancer cases was referred by another doctor, and her client is so happy. Of course, he goes back to her for all of his regular care. He just comes here for the cancer treatments, but it has transformed the life of all of his animals and themselves. They're eating better mm-hmm. themselves. So they're really, really happy with the outcomes that they've received, with the improved health conditions that they're having, and they love their veterinarian for being willing to refer them into an area where she doesn't have the expertise, but she knows who does. So we really encourage people to just, you said it so eloquently, don't let your limiting beliefs
mm-hmm.
stop you.
Yes.
Right? And what made me go into the whole alternative world was a group of equine veterinarians who said to me, there's nothing more that we can do to fix your horse. Well, that's all you had to say to me
yeah.
because I wasn't willing to accept that. So I went out and sought those answers. It's sort of like the guy who ran the short sprint where he did it in under a certain amount of time. I don't remember the guy's name. He was famous. And nobody had broken that record.
Yeah.
And then after he did it, all kinds of people broke it.
Right.
It was even faster.
Yeah.
Right? It's all belief. It's just what you think
beautiful.
Is
yeah.
or think isn't. And whether you think it is or you think it isn't, you're going to be right.
Yes,
so
you heard,
as a
man thinketh, and I will direct it to our veterinary friend in Britain, so is he. Yes. You know, this is the thing. Your belief system manifests you know, what you see and do in life. And we're going to do some more of this discussion with Dr. Marlene Siegel here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, PascoVet.com, linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. We even have a question about raw meat diets for dogs. Is it right? We'll find out after this break.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the destruction from a tornado outbreak in Alabama is hard to believe. Today he met with people affected by the twisters.
I just want to thank you on behalf of the First Lady and myself. I want to thank you for the job you do. You're incredible people. We couldn't get here fast enough. I wanted to come the day it happened.
The president had more praise for FEMA.
And so, Secretary, I want to thank you for a great job and thank all of the folks at FEMA. And tell them to stay as long as they have to stay, whatever it is.
The U.S. economy added just 20,000 jobs in the month of February, but White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells CNBC, no need to worry.
I think you have timing issues with respect to the government shutdown, winter seasonal issues.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett is now facing 16 felony charges in connection with his alleged attack in late January. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com and even upcoming events. Dr. Siegel's also going to be at Total Health in Canada when we're up there. It's going to be amazing. And I would like to invite you to continue to link through to pascovet.com, whether you're in her area or not. There are people that consult from all over the world to Dr. Siegel, and we have a lot of our listeners that actually bring their pets to you, Dr. Siegel. So it's awesome. And we were talking just moments ago about the food issue. And there's an article at CNN, of all places, picking up a release out of Sweden, I believe, that the headline reads, Dogs' Raw Meat Diet could be dangerous to them and owners. This is according to a study out of Sweden. Now, the question I have is, again, I've brought this up and it's kind of silly, but when's the last time you saw dogs hanging around a campfire cooking the food that they've caught or killed and made sure that it was, you know, completely free of any harmful bacteria, for instance, so that they would survive whatever it is that they're saying is so scary and dangerous about raw meat for animals, particularly dogs in this case?
Oh, yeah, and they don't drag their food over to a kibble processor to save it for the wintertime. It's just, it's odd that we look at things that are so natural and we want to create something that is totally not natural.
Yes.
And call that normal.
Right.
It's a little counterproductive there.
Yeah, so this particular article or study points to food that's manufactured in Sweden, Norway, Finland, Germany, UK. So we're not specifically talking about American manufacturers at this moment, but, you know, are there legitimate issues or questions with some of these major food manufacturers? I mean, I like the fact that they're moving more towards species-appropriate diets, but are we hearing the massive outbreaks of salmonella among pets with these diets, or are they overlooking the recalls on kibbles and you know, non-raw food diets? I mean, what's going on? What's the perspective here?
Well, there are certainly a 90% greater risk feeding processed foods, and the recalls in processed foods have been far greater. Remember when there was the melamine issue where that was introduced from China, and they were killing dogs left and right? And Hill's just had a recall. They had too much vitamin D in their diet.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, oops, it was an accident. But meanwhile, there were animals dying of kidney failure. So, I mean, here, that was Hill's.
Yeah.
And they got a boatload of issue off of that. And somehow they put too much vitamin D. I think when we start creating these manufactured foods, this is in the human industry or the animal industry, we run the risk of feeding things out of balance. And that's where another major problem is. If you are trying to formulate something that the body would naturally have been able to derive and process it, what it needed,
mm-hmm.
the body knows how to do that. But when you start putting synthetic products in, like synthetic vitamin D,
yes.
and now the body can't deal with that and get rid of the excess, now you're going to have a toxicity.
I remember Dr. Siegel some years ago in Florida, there was a big, it made international headlines because we were talking about like major, I think they might even be racehorses or something that were fed.
Yes, selenium.
Yes, it was like, I think sodium selenite, which, you know, we've talked about the difference between selenium in 100% whole food versus these isolates and even chelates that they can become toxic. And it's different than when you get it from food. So again, going back
right.
to species appropriate raw diets, you'll have these contents. You don't have to add artificially or synthetic forms of these things.
Absolutely. Cannot emphasize that enough. So when I finally had enough of it, and we deal with so much cancer and degenerative diseases, chronic illnesses, that as I started improving the diet, I could see these diseases starting to minimize. They're waning away, and it was dramatic. So I finally just said, there is no diet out there, not one on the planet, that does it 100% correctly. And that needed to change. So I really wasn't trying to go out there and be super vet and create 2 years of my life into creating a diet. But that's what happened. And I'm so happy and I'm so proud. And I'm hoping that what will happen is that the rest of the food industry will start to take a turn and follow that trend. Because as more and more people become educated, as more pet parents become discerning and demand their pets be given healthier foods. I wish they would demand it for themselves as well. But let's start with the pet industry. We're going to see these changes. We're seeing a lot of changes even now in the grocery store businesses around here. Like, we just got an Earth Fair, and it's literally on my way home back and forth from work.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't be more happy. And then I think we're getting another Sprouts, and we're getting all these other stores that are popping up that are hugely organic and hugely healthy-minded stores. So there is a big push for it. People are demanding it. But the first time I went into the Earth Fair, it was packed. It was a Friday night at 8 o'clock. This place was packed. So the moral of the story is people want healthier. They really are tired of being sick. They're sick of being sick. And we never want that for our pets We want them to be the healthiest, happiest, and live the longest life possible. So that's where the impetus for me to create a diet that was not compromised in any way whatsoever. So I created the macronutrients, which are the meat, the fat, the bones, and the organ meat, and that comes as one unit. And then I worked with Casey Krejci from Living Fuel, and we created the pet fuel, which is all the essential vitamins and minerals that the body needs to have, and you have to eat it. Your body's not able to synthesize it. And then we added superfoods on top of that, the foods that are like chlorella, spirulina, that dulse, that are anti-cancer, anti-inflammatory, probiotics, enzymes. That comes in a separate product. And then the third product is the essential fatty acids. Because in my opinion, eating rancid fatty acids is worse than eating no fatty acids. So he has a fatty acid product that is superb. And it's in a collagen, buffalo collagen capsule. And so when you take that, it's the sweetest salmon oil you can ever imagine. There's no rancidity. And that becomes a balanced diet. And then we help our pet owners to learn how much of each product do they have to feed, and it's based on age and activity and health conditions. It's just not one size fits all. Each individual really needs a diet that's going to be tailored to them, but their pet parent can do it in the ease of their own kitchen. It's just a matter of deciding, do we have to have more fat in the diet? Do we have to have less fat? Do we have to have more vitamins and minerals or less? And then what is the content of fatty acids? Some animals need more than others. And we're able to help our pet parents tailor that diet for each individual. It sounds hard. It's not. It's super. All you're doing is you're adding another quarter teaspoon or another capsule. But it's just mindfully being able to evaluate that individual's needs and then meet that individual's needs.
Well, considering the vast majority of these chronic ailments, including cancers in pets, is due to the commercial diet, the dead food, as I like to call it, why wouldn't you invest in real food for these animals and the minerals? It's just like humans, you know, what are we feeding? What are we eating? And what do we expect from a diet like that? So for those of you concerned about investing this way, you know, your best investment is food. And then, of course, all of those other things that maybe you've experienced previously, like I did with, you know, with cats over my life, not knowing this, and I've shared my story about how one of my cats on a science diet ended up having a urinary blockage, and we had to put her down. It was the saddest day, and yet it was caused by the food. I didn't know it until after I woke up. I'm like, my gosh, just like major food manufacturers, multinational conglomerates are poisoning people, they're poisoning animals. And so you have dedicated now your veterinary life to helping those to prevent these ailments, much less those that didn't know they're bringing these animals to you to correct it. But now we have an opportunity to get them that species-appropriate diet. I think it's awesome that you're working with our buddy Casey Krejci on a living fuel for pets, or pet fuel as well. But the question is how, because this is not in health food stores. It's not in pet stores. It's something right now that I think they have to reach out to you to get.
Well, right now they have to reach out to me to get the pet fuel, but that will be available online in about a week. We've been working on that product almost 2 years as well. I guess, you know, the food industry just takes a long time to go through the process, but it is almost there. The raw food that I've created is available online.
Okay.
And I sent you the link so you can post that. We still want to encourage people, because it's a new way of thinking, it's a new way of feeding animals, that we want them to work with us more directly so we can make sure that they're converting correctly and that they're doing the parts of the diet are correct for that animal. So I have a ketogenic diet, which is higher fat, and that's for animals with chronic illness, cancer cases, seizures. You know, that seizure cases do really well when we get them off the sugar and onto a higher fat diet. And then we have another blend that is more of an 85-15, 85% protein and 15% fat, and that's for our general healthy animal. But you feed a puppy a little differently than an older dog, not in the kind of food, but in the volume of food.
Okay. And also, you know, it's interesting. I've been reading about fasting in animals. You know, I've talked about fasting in the animal world, how if they're sick, they'll fast and they'll get well, even from really devastating scenarios. But even longevity you know, hearing about these animals that live the longest, they aren't being overfed, you know, because in the wild, there are times where they can't get food, and that somehow is stimulating longevity in these animals.
Yeah, it does it as a hormetic stressor. Hormesis is short intermittent burst of stress on the body that actually signal the mitochondria to make more energy, say, hey, there's a stressor, we need more energy, and it makes more ATP, and it makes your telomeres grow longer. So it is absolutely one of the ways that our bodies and our pets' bodies were literally designed to be able to know when do we need more energy and when do we need less. So like you just said, dogs and cats in the wild, they didn't eat every 12 hours. They didn't graze all day long.
Right.
They had to go out and hunt their meals. So they had high bursts of high-intensity exercise when it was time to go catch food. They had intermittent fasting because sometimes it didn't work. They were exposed to extreme temperatures. All of those are hormetic stressors that signal the body to turn on more energy production. Well, when you're living a very sedentary lifestyle and you live in climate-controlled environments where it's 68 to 78 year-round,
yeah,
and you're eating all the time, albeit even bad food, you are turning off your hormetic stressors, and you're basically telling the mitochondria, hey, guys, we really don't need you around. Why don't you just go away for a while? Lower your numbers like a corporation that has hundreds of employees and half their business goes away.
I think people don't realize how long their animals could live if they adopted these concepts of what we learned from the wild. Listen, Marlene, Dr. Siegel, we're out of time. What's your number for those that want to reach out to you?
813-973-2929, or they can go on the website and they can email me. I'm very good at responding. So we love, love, love to partner with everybody. I have Facebook. I just went on Instagram.
Yay.
And I have Twitter, and I have LinkedIn. So lots and lots of ways to connect.
All right,
Dr. Siegel.
Let's
make this movement go.
All right, we'll do it. Back to wrap it up with Super Don after this.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thanks again to Dr. Marlene Siegel, always rocking the health world for our pet, our animal friends, and even those that consider themselves, I don't know, you know, is it politically incorrect to say you own your pets, right? Because some people, oh, no, I don't own them, they're my family, right?
You know, I don't even know anymore. It's okay. It's hard to even question things that you might initially, at one time, would have said, you're nuts, what are you talking about? But now...
You love pets. I mean, you've got dogs. I've got cats. And
they're members. They are members of the family. Yes.
But there are people that love animals so much because they, I guess, they give them unconditional love, and humans are so disappointing by comparison. You know, and so.
Well, there was a story. Somebody, some famous, I think it was some like fashion designer, just recently died. It was somebody I don't know or can't remember the name.
Yeah.
But left all their money to their cat.
Oh.
I mean, we're talking like millions or billions or something like that of dollars, you know, that got left to the cat. So what do you do when you're a cat and you've got $1 million, right?
Yeah, that's a good question. I hope it's not lots of little friskies. We talked about species-appropriate diet, right? Don't go for that. Anyway, food, I mean, we talk about animals. They do eat other animals. They're not largely vegetarian or vegetarian at all. This gets to a controversial topic, you know, one that is the most controversial, perhaps. It's about what to eat. And it's another question of the day, our final one heading into the weekend. This is coming from Bill. Thanks a lot, Bill. Right? We couldn't go easy into the weekend. You had to ask this? Really? Really?
Well, what's wrong with this question?
Well, give a listen and see what you think. Hello, Dr. Bell and Super Don. That's what he starts at. My question is about bacon.
Bacon.
Bacon, 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 bacon. Within the last 2 months, I have heard nutritionists say that bacon is a good food and a good fat. I have also heard, again, a nutritionist say that bacon is a cancer food. And once again, another say that bacon is okay. Just make sure there are no nitrites or harmful additives. What is your take on the subject of bacon? Super Don, why is this controversy? Why am I reluctant to even talk about this?
Well, it's kind of like it falls into that same category as I would say like coffee.
Mm-hmm. Pineapple
and
on pizza?
Chocolate.
No,
that's an easy one.
That's different. Okay.
That's
for you.
Yeah, that's just wrong.
Okay.
But yeah, listen, a lot of people really like bacon. They do. In fact, that's probably the most memorable commercials right here on GCN that they play.
Oh,
if you listen to the commercial stuff.
Freeze dried, pre-cooked bacon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Everybody's saying the word bacon after it's over, so it works.
Right. Well,
but in any case.
Yeah. Those of our listeners that have pet pigs do not like to talk about
they
bacon.
They don't, yeah. I get it. And anybody who is has a problem with eating meat, of course.
Yeah.
So, listen. Bacon.
Okay.
It's super awesome. The taste of bacon is like heaven.
Listen, you're upsetting vegans and Muslims and devout Jews right now. You're upsetting them. Anybody that's trying to keep kosher.
Look, you know, they don't have to like it. It's just personal preference.
All right.
I'm not an infidel, but
some would
say is bacon good for you? Will bacon give you cancer? Go.
All right, let's look at this from a biblical perspective. They talk about pork or pigs being unclean. So I want to acknowledge that. If you try to keep kosher or kashrut, you're not going to be eating that. And there are some that have argued, and I think Dr. Bitar has talked about the genetics of the pig being so identical to the human. I think that's rather interesting. I'm going to say men are pigs. But there are considerations there. Now, does it in and of itself cause cancer? And, you know, if you're talking about free range, as they call it, right, eating organic scraps or whatever it is, non-GMO, non-chemically altered, treated, antibiotic raised pigs and piglets, whatever, I don't think it's going to cause any more cancer than any other form of meat per se. Okay, I'm just saying that. People are going to go, that's sacrilegious, Rob. I said, listen, I acknowledge the religious argument. I'm not going to make that right now. I just want to talk because not everybody has that same religious belief, and we acknowledge that here. So the question is of quality. If you have, Joel Salatin talks about how he raises his pigs completely organic. So if you're going to eat that, you want to make sure that it is, again, not nitrated, all of that garbage and how it's raised matters. In terms of the religious arguments against eating pigs, again, that's a separate story. You just asked point blank simple. Is it, you know?
I demand a separation of church and bacon.
Okay? On that one,
come
I know
on.
You do. Of course you do. So remember, saturated fat is not bad. That's another lie. And protein is not bad. That, you know, of course, we are not of the perspective that you need to eat as much protein as you can and then, you know, no, you don't need as much. So some people use it as an excuse, the paleo diet, as an excuse to eat all the meat that they can, all the fat that they can. But make sure if you do, please make it healthy, clean, organic sources. With that, we're going to take a break, and hopefully you'll be back with us on Sunday. Remember, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.